This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. By all accounts, the scene at the southwest border a day after the expiration of those Title 42 immigration restrictions is crowded, but not chaotic. It is getting a lot of attention, of course, from immigration policy watchers and political types, corporate types, too, because as much as migration is a labor market story, it's also a business opportunity. And you'd best believe private prison companies with government contracts are paying oh-so-close attention. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has that story.
In recent earnings calls of private prison companies, Geo Group and CoreCivic, the conversation on the charged topic of immigration is, well, dry. Corporate.
The scheduled expiration of Title 42 restrictions at the southwest border could provide upside to our current forecast.
That's George Zoli, CEO of Geo Group.
It's an unpredictable situation, I think, for all of us.
Title 42 is brought up again and again in the call, which makes sense. The company earned $2.4 billion in revenue last year, much of it from contracts with ICE for detention beds and ankle monitoring. CoreCivic has staffed up for a migrant influx. Here's CEO Damon Heininger from his company's earnings call.
Having staffing in places, especially under ICE contracts, at an elevated level for potential demand is a good investment.
And immigration detention contracts are critical for business since they're excluded from the Biden administration's executive order to end private prison contracts. Eunice Cho is with the ACLU's National Prison Project.
Private prison companies have been able to continue profiting from their contracts with the government for the detention of people in immigration detention.
ICE's budget for detention beds this year is $1.4 billion. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.